The US Report with Bob Tarlow.
Yes, and a very good morning to you again, Bob Tarlow.
Hello, Lisa and Jeff. President Trump is back in Washington now after spending the holiday week at his Florida resort and golf club, and he's once again facing that most stubborn of foreign policy challenges, North Korea. Yesterday, Kim Jong-un made a couple of key moves. First, he eased his country's isolation just a bit by offering to talk to South Korea about sending a delegation to compete in the Winter Olympics there next month. At the same time, he's rattling his nuclear saber once again directly at Donald Trump. Kim claims to have accomplished the ability to launch a nuclear missile at mainland U.S. and have it come down anywhere he likes. Kim contends his nuclear deterrent will prevent the Trump administration from starting a war on the Korean Peninsula. He pledges to accelerate the production of nuclear warheads and the rockets to launch them. And Kim says he has a nuclear launch button right there on his desk. To all of that, Trump, before leaving Florida, was saying only this.
We'll see. We'll see.
But retired U.S. Navy Admiral and former Joint Chiefs Chairman Mike Mullen is worried.
We're actually closer, in my view, to a nuclear war with North Korea and in that region than we've ever been.
And Trump is busy tweeting on this morning about North Korea. He writes, sanctions and other pressures are beginning to have a big impact on North Korea. Soldiers are dangerously fleeing to South Korea. Rocket Man now wants to talk to South Korea for the first time. Perhaps that's good news. Perhaps not. We'll see. However, Lisa, any hope of progress would be dashed by another ICBM launch, and indications are the North Koreans may be prepping for one right now, with blast-off possible as early as later this week.
And Bob, I really, really hate cold weather, but the very cold winter is continuing in parts of America. Tell us about some of the records being set, because I know that people are finding different ways of coping.
Oh, yes, that bone-chilling cold covering much of the U.S. I told you about it during the final days of 2017. Well, it's continuing right into the new year, breaking records as it spreads misery. Century-old marks have been broken in places, and at least two deaths were caused by exposure to the elements. 90% of Americans have been waking up to below-freezing temps this week, 35% below zero Fahrenheit. Why, that's minus 18 Celsius. New record lows reported in a lot of places like Omaha, Des Moines, and Buffalo, New York. And people, oh, they can really feel it.
It's unbearable.
I feel it every second in my bones.
For everyone affected, the key word is layers.
Layers and layers and layers. Lots of layers.
A lot of pants. It's really cold.
Maybe two hats.
You'll have three or four layers on.
Yeah, I like the two hats. Then there's some people in Milwaukee, up in Wisconsin, finding a unique way of dealing with a bitter cold, with the guys in their swimmers, the women in bikinis. They're participating in Milwaukee's annual Polar Plunge, and into Lake Michigan they went. The air temperature there was minus 19 Celsius, the water temp just a degree above freezing, so at least the water was warmer than the air. The reaction from a couple of those brave but crazy souls?
It's cold.
Refreshing, that's for sure. Kind of takes your breath away, but it was fun.
And Lisa and Jeff in Aberdeen, South Dakota, the mercury dropped to a new low, minus 36 Celsius.
Oh, ouch. Thank you very much for that, Bob. That is cold.
I'd be pulling on a jumper.